Hey everybody, it's the Metal Enema on SolarFallRadio.com. I'm the Undertaker.
Agapornis Epicac here, imitating life.
Live with Annette. We always go into this not knowing what we're going to talk about.
That bitch Annette, she's out of here.
Yeah. So, another week.
She's off on the beach copping speed and $5 hand jobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So,
Life Imitates Metal Enema. Uh-huh. Last Thursday, which would have been another brand new show had we not decided to go bi-monthly Curious.
It's working out really well, too,
yeah,
baby. Having a lot of fun.
Whew, my horizons are so open now. I'm almost up to super tampon.
Well, you know, I've gotten into stuffing. You know, in case you don't know what stuffing is, that's when you put things up your urethra.
Oh,
I can
yes.
I can do two AA batteries now.
Jesus, wow. That's impressive.
So you were saying.
Yeah, so Life Imitates Metal Enema. Last Thursday, our very own Texas Bible sworn either state troopers or county officers set up illegal roadblocks up by the Metal Enema auxiliary headquarters and were stopping motorists, gathering driver's licenses numbers unofficially and randomly providing breathalyzer tests for the people driving at night.
Even though there's not specific probable cause, usually you have to
right.
be speeding or violating the law in some way before...
These were verifiable rogue police officers
maybe
trying to take your information down.
Maybe they weren't even cops.
That's right.
They might have been Illuminati dressed up like police officers. Army of the Ridge.
That's right.
So,
Mark of the Beast, come in here. It's not the Mark of the Beast that you think.
Well, yeah, speaking of conspiracies and Bible-sworn things, this showed up on my windshield on my way home from work, which, well, that's pretty amazing considering that the car was moving at the time. This is the House of Yahweh newsletter. I haven't actually...
fly-by flyerists. After.
Yeah, exactly. Or they just leap on the hood of your car from an overpass.
And Jesus, love you!
End up in the passenger seat with you with the glass everywhere.
Can I tell you about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Oh, Jesus Christ, exactly. No, you've got shit all in your face.
Could you take me to the hospital? We can talk about it while I'm in...
On the way?
Yeah. So... House of Yahweh newsletter. This article, it's a big headline in the front of this thing called, it says, Soon, a Nuclear Baby. Now, I guess this is where Nuclear Holocausto came from.
Either that or they're eating at that taco place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The one with the seven lanes and the five stories.
Yes.
Chuka Chamongis
or whatever. Speaking of which, before I forget, I wanted to tell
Puto
you.
Cabres.
I came up with my Mexican porno name.
Oh, yeah?
Because, you know, there's people who come up with porno names, but I'm going to be a Mexican porn actor.
Oh, yeah?
And my name is going to be Pancho Colon. Just think it over for a second, those of you who live in the north. So, a nuclear baby. It says... Yeah, exactly. Okay. My dear friends, this headline sounds like something from the darkest minds of Hollywood, but it is far from fiction. It's 100% true. This nuclear baby was conceived... They don't actually explain... About the nuclear... It just starts off.
I bet they do.
Okay, I know, but
Read on.
All right. This nuclear baby was conceived September 12th, 2006, and just as with a woman with child, 9 months later, the delivery is due, which will bring us to June 12th, 2007. This nuclear baby will actually kill one-third of man, yes, over a fourth part of the Earth in and around the Great River Euphrates.
They're talking about the impending war between the U.S. and Iran and Syria.
Yes. Okay,
Bush's plan to...
Yeah. It gets into it down here. The nuclear baby is part of another prophecy showing the actual end of man's government and of and by the people. That prophecy shows us the last 7 years, starting with the confirmation of the 7-year peace plan. In this prophecy, we're given the actual name of the Prime Minister of Israel, Rabban, who prophecy shows will be...
He was the beast of the Harkonnen house!
Yeah, beast Rabban! Yeah, exactly.
He will throw the head of the heads of the Atreides from the walls of Atreides City.
He will kill him! Okay, it was prophesied that Rabban would be assassinated. He was. The 7-year plan was to be shut down in the midst of 7 years. It was. It was to stay shut down for 7 years.
It starred Marilyn Monroe. It did. In the 7-year itch. It was a movie about untreated rampant gonorrhea and diarrheas. Oh man, actually, it's like blood, bloodborne genital herpes.
Yo, boy.
I have herpes inside my veins. I've got diuretes. It's spread by possums that you fuck with.
You know what? I'm not even going to try to keep reading this ridiculous thing. I'm having more fun with the premises surrounding it. Anyway, nuclear babies, everybody. That's what we got to look forward to. Aren't you excited? We sure are.
Eating tacos.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So we've got a great show for you tonight. Why do we even bother talking about it? We can just play it and it can be self-explanatory.
Self-expanditory.
Now, here's just...
It's made like America is. Run on donuts. On sugar, fat, and lard.
Self-expansatory.
Self-expanditory.
And we're going to send this show out as we have been the past too cynical. We hope you ate a bunch of oysters and Pizza Hut.
Goose pate and graham crackers
before you listen to the show so you can laugh till you vomit. All right, this is from Secrets of the Moon. This is Antithesis with the song Seraphim is Dead. We'll be right back. I just put a nuclear baby in Yo Atomic Mama. That was Longing for Dark Winter Forest from Azazel, if you know what he means.
That's right.
And then for
once you go Dark Winter Forest, you never go
back
Winter Forest.
Yeah. it's not as catchy as
Park
slogan.
Winter Forest.
Yeah, you never go Light Winter Forest. Before that, we had The Color of Blood from Nuclear Death from Bright of Insect. And before that, Seraphim is Dead from Secrets of the Moon. Yeah, so we were just still looking at that nuclear baby thing. And
I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name that sat upon him was Death, and Sheol, the grave, followed with him. Hell in most Clemson movies.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, you go with Revelations, what are you going to go with? Always that passage.
Yeah.
And I saw the fourth beast, and he sat on a horse and stuff, and killed with hunger and pestilence, and same authority of the beast of the earth. Please note the four beasts in verse 1. Verse 1 is, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, potato salad in a can. That can't ever be good. Your father's in the hospital.
Yes. Wait. Did we ever talk about the potato salad in a can? All right.
No, not on this version.
I'm 15 years old, and my best friend in high school, his father was this his stepfather was this horrible redneck.
Some man that fucked his mom a lot.
Yeah, he was just this fucking inbred turd, and my friend's mom was a moron, and she just married the guy, I don't know, out of desperation or something. And anyway, he would like, a lot of times he'd come home from like he was a contractor, and he'd come home from the construction site all coked up and stuff. It was pretty bad. But one night, I was spending the night at his house, like on a Friday night, and his mom comes into the room and actually wakes us up in the middle of the night. She's like, "Chris, I have to take your father to the hospital. It's like he's sick.
It's not my dad.
Yeah, I know. We'll talk
about
that later. It turned into this whole argument about it, you know. But no, she's like, I have to take your father to the hospital. He's sick from eating potato salad out of a can. And we're like, oh, okay, you know. And my reaction was just envisioning him like finding this old can that had some potato salad that had just been shoved in there. He's like, oh, but no, it was actually canned potato salad. Yeah, and you know, for those of you who don't eat potato salad, that's like potatoes and mayonnaise, basically.
Yeah,
yeah. And what I was,
I haven't seen like regular, you know, I guess typical American style potato salad in a can. What I do see all the time on the shelves is German potato salad.
Yeah,
in a can.
Yeah, and maybe that's what it was. But I'm just imagining him coming off the job site all coked up, walking to the house, throwing the cupboard open, and they're just nothing but cobwebs and this one isolated can of this potato salad. And it's got like the little, instead of like saying like a big explosion icon that says like with vitamin C or something like that, it says don't tell the FDA. And then I'm just imagining him like his pupils dilated and, you know, or like pinpointed, you know, he's like, yeah, he goes, he's like, oh yeah, oh yeah, that's gonna be good, oh yeah, he's like just eating it straight out of the can, doesn't pour it into a bowl or anything.
Well, it's best when it's right out of the can.
Yeah,
so you can scrape the sides from all the potato salad-y goodness.
See, now I prefer potato salad in a green glass bottle, bottled potato salad.
It's the best. Yeah. It's the best. You just stick a straw in there a lot and just ram it down until it's kind of liquefied, and then you can just suck it out.
And
you have a potato salad chunk go into your lung.
Yeah. Aspirate it, and that's the end. And then you go to the hospital for that too.
And you almost wreck your on the way to work.
Well, that's also what I was going to say is, like, in the States, they don't make bottled potato salad anymore. You have to buy the Mexican bottled potato salad.
Which, gotta go south of the border.
Which still has the cane sugar in it, you know? People are like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's a Texas thing. Bottled Coca-Cola.
Potato salad is,
bottled Coca-Cola, they don't make it really here. They don't really make it with the cane sugar anymore, and we always buy what they call Mexican Coke.
They make it with microchips so that the government can track you over RF frequencies.
Exactly, and give you breathalyzer tests
and stuff like
that. All right, so Winter is our band of the month because we played some stuff off their Eternal Frost EP, and I was just like, holy shit, I forgot how much I like this. And
I had forgotten that they were our band of the month until one of our loyal listeners reminded me of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Winter's the band of the month. I said, are you serious?
Well, the thing is that there's really nothing. We're kind of caught between months as far as releases. This is not, nobody releases anything in February.
Yeah.
So we're kind of doing a blast from the past and doing something a little different. We do have some Immolation coming up. We do have some news on new release stuff, so we'll get to that. But anyway, we're going to give you a double shot of Winter. This is Winter.
That was Therapist from Unpure. That's Eternal Frost and Winter from Winter before that.
It was actually Rapist.
Oh.
The Rapist. Yeah. That's interesting. Therapist, the Rapist. Never thought of that. Yeah, that's a that's definitely not a first date kind of song. Unless you're going out with a girl who's into being raped. You know, but
and most do.
Yeah.
At least from my experience, I don't know. Those just seem to be the ones that throw themselves my way.
Can't come unless I'm being hurt. Okay. Just want to make you happy, baby.
Choke, choke. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
You turning blue yet? Yeah, yeah. You gonna come? Oh, boy.
Oh,
Hey.
Guess we'll have to save the mouth to mouth after I climb it.
Well, yeah,
wait, hold on. Hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah. The dilemma, yeah. The dilemma of do I save her or come first? Wow. You know, I can.
This is getting dark fast.
Yeah, I can remember a time where we never would have played a song like that. But you know something? That song was, for what it's worth, it was actually kind of hooky and clever. And just its scheme.
Yeah.
I remember we wouldn't play that album, Cannibal Corpse, The Bleeding.
Yeah.
Just because it was just, well, strip, A, it was about
rape and
A, it was about rape, but it was also a really retarded take on it. So, you notice we don't play any Cannibal Corpse on the show, folks, and there's reasons for that.
Ah, we did once. We played.
Oh, that's right.
Vomit the Soul.
Yeah, but that's a classic. I mean, the first two albums had their merits. I think Butchered at Birth was probably the best thing they did.
Yeah, I still like Hammer Smash, but we digress.
Yeah,
it's Cannibal
anyway,
Corpse.
It's Cannibal Corpse. No reason to talk about them. What we should talk about is Immolation, Dawn of Possession. They've got that very nicely remastered re-edition of their CD.
Available
you people have
through Home Video Productions.
Music. No. It's actually Music Video Distributors. MVD, musicvideodistributors.com.
Right.
You can get Immolation's Dawn of Possession remastered at a discount if you use the special code Undertaker.
Tell them the Undertaker sent
you
and get
25% off.
Off.
Anything, including Aerosmith's greatest hits. Beat you to it. Also, Immolation has, they've got an EP and an LP coming out.
Wow.
Holy shit. Prolific.
These boys are writing songs.
Yep, and they've got it. We'll have to see. We'll have to see if we have permission. We've got the inside track on this one, and we might actually have one new song to let everybody in on in a couple of weeks. The EP is going to be interesting because, among other things, it's two songs and then an instrumental, which I think is great. I think Immolation's overdue for an instrumental. Because
I think most bands are overdue for instrumentals because, frankly, they ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah, exactly. But then it also, the EP comes with a pro shot video from Europe. I think it's handheld.
It's a point of view.
It's a
snuff film.
Yeah, deep inside Bob. You know?
Bob Sugarwalls.
Vinya. Deep inside his vagina. Yeah, we figured we came.
Is it Vinya yet?
Yeah.
Well, we were looking at this. You know, we've talked about this one site, somethingawful.com, before. We have no affiliation with them. It's just that they have some funny shit on there sometimes. So this week's awful link of the week went to femskin.com.
It is creepy.
Yeah. What it is that's the place to go for your Buffalo Bill fantasies.
Yes.
You can get, in many shapes and sizes, a silicon woman suit.
Yeah,
which
it's
like
is a latex suit.
Yeah, it's a silicon suit that has apparently the right look and feel.
And softness of a woman.
It has tits on it that you can expand. I think you can get different inserts up to, or fill it up to like a 36 C or D. God. It's got an ass on it. And if you really want to go all out, you get the accessory puss shorts. Which,
that's basically a vagina setup, and then also a pouch for your dick to get it out of the way. Now what I want to understand though is are you trying to put something over on somebody with this, or is it
I don't know. I think it's maybe like a, you know, the dilettante transsexual in training. I just want to see what it's
like. But I mean, it's I don't know. I just don't understand.
I think, frankly, it's a better way for them to save their money, you know, just get the push shorts, and that way you don't have to cut your dick off.
Right, exactly. And yeah, then guys can just cram your vagina, you know, B-U-H-G-I-N-A, the way five-year-old girls refer to it. My vagina. Got to go to a doctor to see my vagina. So, yeah.
It's better than cutting the head off a turkey and turning its neck inside out.
Yeah, exactly. So
sticking it inside a wallet.
So, well, you know, I think we better be careful because I don't think we should alienate our transsexual listenership.
That's not fair.
That's not fair. Why do you guys have to pick on us?
We just want to be us and free.
Man.
Just like any other patriot.
Dave Mustaine is God. Oh, wait, shit. Okay, I better shut the fuck up. There's all these in-jokes that you're going to laugh at anyway, even though you don't know what we're talking about. All right. Man, what the fuck? All right, so this is Immolation, Dawn of Possession off Dawn of Possession. Hey, wow, that's the title of the album.
Oh, shit, was that the answer to the contest that nobody...
Oh, that's right, yeah. If you still... We're going to hold it out for just a couple more days, but we actually do have some entries. So if you want to win an Immolation CD... You can write to metalenema@gmail.com.
Exactly. And all you have to
your name and address.
Name and address. Unfortunately, U.S. only. I know most of you in Europe would love to cash in on this, and we would love for you to cash in on this too. But
there's trade agreements that we can't violate.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, speaking of music video distributors, real quick, I just wanted to say that next week we are doing our all live cuts show.
Sweet.
And that's including the...
Not next week.
No, not next week, but next show.
Next week.
Yeah, I forgot, baby. We're bi-weekly curious.
That's right.
So we're going to include the...
bi-weekly.
Yeah, bi-weekly with my puss pants. We're going to include the...
Puss in pants.
Oh, yuck. We're going to include the obituary Frozen Alive CD, because it's CD and DVD. And we're going to have a few choice words with Donald Tardy.
That motherfucker.
Yeah, son of a bitch. So, we're just going to knock it out now. This is Dawn of Possession, Immolation.
We desire, save our sin. Say you know, it's raining in. Wound of rebellion, cut mankind. Lead them out, save them out. I am born with a scripture, Christ is dead, for the wrath, who interrupts this, is it war, is it spell, follow the earth, make it well. Yeah.
the human mind. It is warm, but the mental food. Fucking the hell of your ethics, alright. Where did you fit our world on the ways of inferno? It's friction. The fight you drink. The carrier of fertile. The lead. The sovereigns. Hallowed words, reality stellar. Devices, the death, and all of the deal. With pleasure, the wind, the danger of chaos. The old, the wellness, the realm of sin.
On the Wings of Inferno was from Asphyx, Double Helixed Scepter was from Melikesh, and Dawn of Possession was from Immolation.
Don't you mean Dawn of Possession? Dawn of Puss Pants?
Dawn of Possession.
Deep inside Bob. Don't, you shouldn't make jokes like that. That's fucking gross. Semi-related, because we want to say hello to our good friend Vanis Goebbels from...
Hello, Vanis
from Asphyx.
We are friends, yes.
From Asphyx and Pentacle. There was just some announcements being made that Pentacle and Possessed,
of all things,
are going to be playing in Europe over the summer. That is going to be out of control. And in case you're wondering, it is not Mike Torreo, the guitarist, because he brought the band back in the mid-90s and it didn't really do anything. No, it's Jeff Becerra.
In his wheelchair
doing it. That's pretty cool.
He's going to be blowing himself all over the stage.
Oh, no. It's not like Christopher Reeve. No, it's not like that. Poor guy. Well, you know, the story surrounding Jeff Becerra is kind of almost like the the mistaken ideas behind Randy Rhoads getting killed. It's like, I heard he was in a drive-by. Oh, yeah? I heard he was in a drive-by in front of a crack house.
That's right.
Oh, yeah? I heard he fell
off. I heard he was flying the plane.
Yeah.
He was in a dogfight.
Yeah, I heard he was in a car wreck and then someone shot him. You know, it's like, fuck. I don't really know.
I heard he was giving himself a blowjob with a 44 Magnum.
I heard he did a whole bunch of cocaine and then set himself on fire and then shot himself
jumped
in the
on a
head.
Grenade.
Yeah.
Shot himself in the 45.
No, none of that stuff happened. I think it's actually really cool that he's like coming back out and giving another shot. He actually has a MySpace page. I checked it out. You know how they have different death metal chapters like TXDM and NYDM and all that? He runs like the California one. So he's all hooked up into that. So yeah, pretty cool.
Is
good for him.
CADM or LADM? SDDM?
I don't know. I think it's S would be like SF because he's from San Francisco. Yeah.
BADM, Bay Area.
Yeah.
BADM.
BADM.
Yeah. HCDM. Handicapable. Handicapable.
Oh, handicapable.
Death
I was just thinking of hardcore.
Hydrochloric acid.
I was just thinking like DMHC, death metal, hardcore. What? No. No.
There is a bunch of that going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, there is.
So are the clubs in Europe really going to install ramps?
Oh, my God.
Get them up.
Well, I don't know. None of them have ramps. I mean, they're all like on the second floor. He's not going to be able to play in Quebec. I can tell you that. It's like, yeah, sure. It's three floors up. Oh, God. Yeah.
And the stairs are tiny.
Yeah. Be easier just to carry him.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Have some big guy holding him on stage the entire time. While he plays.
Why don't you just put him in the chair? It's cooler this way.
It's easier.
He can make his way around the stage better, you know. He doesn't have to stop. Actually, I only think he's doing vocals. So,
okay, well,
there you go. Well, anyway.
No master blaster for him. He could
no.
run on the back of the bass player.
Oh. Who wrote Seven Churches? You know, this is the NYDM circuit's going to get wind of this, and we're going to get our asses kicked at some point.
Probably.
I mean, we're just kidding. We like Possessed, and
but there's practical logistical issues that have to be discussed
because it's Metal Enema. And by the way, this is the Metal Enema. I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Mac Pointis.
So
solarfall.com, metalenema@gmail.com.
So you know who to threaten.
MySpace.com.
Oh, yeah. How dare you say that about Jim Carrey? He's a fucking god in metal. He founded death metal. He created it. You fucking say that shit. Oh, sorry.
Yes, he's in a wheelchair and the stages don't have ramps.
Yeah.
What do you want us to do?
Yeah. Build some fucking ramps, you faggots! Get up there! Kick your ass! All right.
Why don't you master blaster him around, you son of a bitch? Think you're all bad and shit?
All right. Enough. So, before we go on, change of topic here.
Aria Giovanni's hot.
Yeah, she sure is. Aria Giovanni. Mm-hmm.
Mm. She's got to be the next. Our triumvirate. It's got to be full
Monica
force
Bellucci, Michelle
Wilde,
and Aria Giovanni. Okay, sounds good. I'll have to make new candles.
Yes.
Yeah. But we went and saw Dark Funeral and Enslaved down in San Antonio.
Indeed.
And that was only a week ago, if you can believe that.
I can.
Yeah, it feels like a long time. But they were cool. Enslaved was fucking awesome. I mean,
it's very exciting up there to see Indo-Europeans on stage.
Yeah. And
giving it all.
Yeah. Playing to Hispanics wearing Norse Arisk black metal dark throne t-shirts. Politically confusing, to say the least. But yeah, they were great. Their new stuff came across really well live, even though I'm not as into it as their old material. But then their old material was just like crushing.
They played Loki. They played
Yggdrasil. And they played
Jotun's Blood.
Yeah, and then they also played this song in its full might. It is Fenris. No, actually, they didn't play Fenris. I'm sorry. They didn't play this song, but it...
We yelled out the title, but they didn't play it.
Yeah, this is off Frost. I got the copy with the silkscreened logo on it. You do, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I changed the cases on it so as to protect that.
Uh-huh. You also have that Carpathian Forest slipcover case with the silkscreening on it, which... Remember that?
Do
you still have that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
They suck.
Yeah. This is Enslaved with Fenris.
Yeah. Glem alle lover. All orden och fred. Kaos är allt. Ingen tid eller sted. Nå när allt lys och liv tar slut. När vinden nå dreper. Länkene är brutt.
I start murdering people, tipping them to get mad. Recognize of myself.
Take us all to hell.
That was Creator with No Reason to Exist.
I was going to suggest. I didn't know you had that. Yeah,
seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Because I was going to say you should have played that after one of the other songs that we had earlier in the set.
Oh, okay.
But it's fine.
No, no, that's cool. Well, that was Creator with No Reason to Exist. Before that, classic My Dark Desires from Dark Funeral. Easily my favorite Dark Funeral song.
Yes.
And Fenris from Enslaved. Yeah, so, yeah, Dark Funeral and Enslaved. That was a damn good show, actually. Cool lineup.
Well worth getting in free for.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thanks to Dark Funeral for that one. That was awesome. They also got written up, both bands got written up in the New York Times, of all things. So that was actually a pretty cool article. It's funny, too.
Maybe we should do a dramatic reading from the review.
I don't think so. It's a little safe.
Are you sure?
No.
These beasts are governments. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their governments taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. The governments give authority to Dark Funeral, the four messengers, on the nation as they prowl the stage to hunt the earth, Revelation 7:1-3. That is, hurt the fourth part of the earth that Enslaved had laid waste with their war, hunger, disease, and epidemics.
You know what? You know what? There's people out there going, duh, hey, that's not the New York Times article. You're just reading that Nuclear Baby tract again.
Give me all that lumps.
All right, we're going to keep it moving because we're in the home stretch. Okay. Yeah, baby. Choke, choke, choke. Choke me harder. I want to feel like I'm getting raped. Make me remember. Ow. Fuck yeah. Bonus
fuck
points.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Hurt me. Hurt me. All right. This is Proclamation.
Please no, Daddy. Please no.
Make me cry. Make me cry.
Because this is Black History Month, this is Emancipation Proclamation with Emancipation Proclamation of Doom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
That was former Band of the Month Nefaustus D's with Cost Effective Mergers, and Proclamation before that did Projection of Loss and Liabilities. Proclamation did Proclamation of Doom.
Yeah, and just in time for Black History Month. So, all right, we don't have a whole lot of time left, so I think we probably need to keep this moving. Yeah, that was Nefaustus D's. They were our Band of the Month last month, and we didn't get to play that song. You know, it was either choice of that or, you know, Profit Margin
right.
as the song. So we just chose wisely, I think. Just to remind everybody again, you're listening to the Metal Enema. I'm the Undertaker.
I am Agapornis Upcak.
Next show is going to be our big old live track show. Lots of rarities, so get ready.
Lots of real shitty live recordings.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to really be
in this for the long
haul. Yeah, but you know, we'll be there to guide you along and keep you laughing, and you'll just fast forward through it and listen to us talking
right.
anyway, so what do
that
you care?
That was
No, we actually have some cool stuff. I managed to dig up a few things. Okay, so queso. The last... that sounds great. The last...
Chocolate chip pancakes to dip it in.
Uh-oh, cynical snowed up. Should eat those chocolate chip pancakes and queso. okay. So, Watain has a new album coming out. It's called Sworn to the Dark.
Yep.
And they made a track available, being the generous guys that they are. It is also called Sworn to the Dark. It's kind of like all those James Bond movies where you're watching the movie. And
then,
no, not the music, but you know, somewhere in the movie they manage to inject the title of the film, and you're like, oh, that's why they call it that. So it's...
So tell me, Octopussy.
Oh, for your eyes only, baby. Casino Royale.
Oh, it was there.
Yeah.
Diamonds are forever, my dear.
So anyway, this is...
From Russia with Love, darling.
I don't understand. Why did you say that?
Thunderball me, thunderball me. Fuck yeah.
James Bond in Fuck Yeah. I love it. Okay,
choke, choke, choke. squeeze.
Watain, the ribs. Sworn to the Dark, everybody.
Radiant conviction. So souls in a room of human cities, raging from the madness.
Whoa, that was Graveland, the Gates to the Kingdom of Darkness from Celtic Winter. For that new material from Clandestine Blaze, that was Storm of Purification from Church of Atrocity.
Nice.
That's my favorite place to worship, Church of Atrocity. It's all
weekly specials.
Too. Yeah, and it's all like, you know, kind of disjointed, weird music in there on the organ. You know. For those of you who are fans of the Hallucinations album. And before that, that was Watain with Sworn to the Dark. I will say, in fairness, that track is not bad. It's solid, but it's only serviceable in terms of Watain. Because we like Watain, and, well, you know, I've heard some of the other tracks from the album, and I actually think they outshine this one.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad, but not third album greatness, you know, before the final burnout that all bands experience after three albums. So,
but I'm sure they'll be band of some month.
Yeah, exactly. Probably in the springtime.
Yeah.
So that'll be great.
Because this album's due out April 18th.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Site says, that's right.
And it, Ina Offensive will be carrying it.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be kick ass. And they're also, those sons of bitches, they're going out on the road with Celtic Frost and Creator.
Yes.
How about that? Like 35 days? Yeah. So we should form a band and do that one of these days.
I think so.
All right, so that was it. That was Metal Enema.
I'm Agapornis Epicac.
I'm The Undertaker, and it's myspace.com/Metal Enema.
MetalEnema@gmail.com.
Yeah, go ahead and enter your name and address in the immolation contest. Prove to us that you're not morons, that you can write your name, and that you know where you live. All right, so thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you the week after next.
Choke, choke, choke. Choke, 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 choke.
Fuck yeah!